Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show. No subject is off limits as Burke talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the subjects that matter to you. Be a part of the program now by calling 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944, or instant message your messages direct to our studio. Now, from his top secret broadcast bunker in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., award-winning broadcaster, Burke Allen.
We're talking about college educations today and how to get your teens to be great college candidates. Hard to believe as kids go back to school, public school right now, private school, and we have a kindergartner here in the Allen household who's about to head off for that. Folks who have kids who are about to go away to college, they've got to start planning now, if not already. Jill Greenbaum joins us. Her latest book is The Chill Guide to Getting into College. It's due this fall. And she also has a free copy of an e-book, The Four Questions You Must Answer Before You Begin Your College Search. So we've got some great information today from Jill. Hey, Jill.
Yes.
Now, you know from whence you speak, because you actually are the parent of a recent college graduate, and so you know this is not easy.
No, absolutely not. And we started this process probably 7 years ago because she's been through her bachelor's degree and her master's all at once, a five-year program. But we began long ago, and that's what prompted me to get started in this work, was realizing what it was like for her and for her friends and their families and how much anxiety, confusion, and overwhelm they were feeling.
Let's do some myth busting as far as going away to college. Give me a couple of big myths or big lies about getting into college.
Oh, well, the big myths are that looking for a college is overwhelming. And the thing is, it is a big task. There's a lot to be done, and yet it is manageable. It can be organized, and you can feel great during the process. But it takes some planning, as you were talking about. Another myth might be that teens saying, I'll never find a college that's a fit for me. And in fact, there are over 4,000 colleges and universities in the United States. So really having a sense of who you are and what's important to you will lead you to find a good dozen colleges that are going to be a great match.
At what age should you really start to look for colleges and get serious about this whole thing?
Well, I think you start to get serious before you even start looking. And so I would certainly say the end of eighth grade, the beginning of ninth, that students really need to be thinking about what kind of academic program they're taking, whether a college does appear to be on, in the cards for them, meaning that's one of the possibilities that they want to choose from. And so they have to start planning their high school career with that in mind. So that starts 7th, 8th grade, moves into 9th and 10th grade, and really by junior year, the fall of junior year, students should be out there looking at colleges. So now's the time to start planning your fall trips.
Jill Greenbaum is our guest today. If you'd like to speak with her, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. All right, you've got a college-age kid. And maybe you're in the process of nailing down where they go, but as important as where they go is what they do when they get there. I just read a study a couple of days ago about how there are certain colleges in Arizona, I believe, that are going to require folks now, Jill, students to actually sort of punch in before they go into a lecture class to make sure that the kids aren't sleeping through those 8 o'clock classes. Any recommendations on how to talk to your teenagers about the choices they make at school and how expensive university life is, your value choices once you get to college?
Absolutely. I think it's a conversation that needs to start before you go out and look at colleges. Number one is, as we said, really understanding who you are, what's important to you, and what you're looking for, so that you're really looking for good matches and not just some college that has a big name that may or may not be a fit, or someplace your mom or dad or uncle went. So you need to know who you are, what's important to you, and that's if you find a good match, you're going to be excited about being there and taking part in all there is to offer. Now, 8 o'clock is still a tough time for a lot of people, particularly folks in their late teens, but the reality is that it is all about thinking, is this the place I want to be? Am I excited about being here? And making that really great choice. But I think having a frank and open conversation about values, choices, and costs has to happen very early on, because you don't want to be looking, you don't want your son or daughter to be looking at a $40,000 or $50,000 college if the work isn't going to be done in the family to try and find scholarships, loans, or other types of grants that might be available.
When in the process should you start to visit, actually go and visit these campuses?
Well, I really think that the beginning of the junior year, right now in the early fall into October, September, October, November, you should be doing your first round, because quite honestly, when you get onto a campus, it's so exciting to be there. You go on the information tours. The people that give the tours are engaging. They're fun. They're interesting. And you're just like, wow, this is being in a candy store. So that's your first cut. And you go to a couple of different places. You find what you like and what you don't like. Urban, rural, suburban, large, small, east, west, north, south, those kinds of things. But then you want to be going back again, if you can, in the spring of your junior year. So you're going back with a different perspective. You've got some colleges under your belt, so to speak. You know what to look for, and you get past that kid in the candy store approach.
Jill Greenbaum is our guest today. We're talking about sending the kids off to college and getting them prepared to be the best college candidate. Now, you have an e-book with some questions you must answer before you begin your college search. I think there are four of them. Give us a couple on our radio show.
Sure thing. Well, the first is, what do you know? Because a lot of teens and their parents know a lot about college just because it's in the air. As you were saying, you read a study. So you hear people talk, you read things, and you talk with people about your questions and concerns. So getting clear on what you already know is the first question to be asked. So what do you know? The second is, what do you need to learn? So what are the gaps in your understanding, and how are you going to find those answers? The third question is, what are your worries or concerns? Meaning, what's troubling you so you can get those questions answered? And then lastly, what's your plan? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just getting you set up for that process you need to engage in.
How is it that you became so involved in this whole world? Obviously, you said you had a youngster that now has gone on to a very successful college career, but were you interested and involved in all this prior to that?
Well, actually, my background is as a New York City public school teacher, a principal and administrator, and my doctorate is in curriculum development. So what I do in my work, even prior to this, was to design and develop programs, training programs. And so I took what I knew and what I learned along the way from my daughter's search and created a six-session coaching program for teens, because that's what I do. I'm an educator. I learn new things, and I want to share it with other people.
And the book, The Chill Guide to Getting into College, that's out this fall, is that targeted towards the parent or the kid?
It's actually towards the teen. It's my coaching program without me. So it's like Jill in a book. It's the coaching program so that if you want to do it on your own, if that fits your schedule or your means, that is the thing to do. And I really just want to get out there and reach as many teens as I can to help them feel more confident, organized, and really successful in finding the colleges that are a match for them.
Our guest is Jill Greenbaum. We're talking about how to get your kids into college and make them happy, successful citizens of the world. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, or you can always instant message your questions in to the studio today. You have something here about keeping cool with your college-bound kids. It's never easy to keep cool with a teenager in the best of circumstances, so let me hear that pearl of wisdom.
Well, keeping cool with your teen is really getting a sense of how you as an adult are coming to this process. Have you really thought through your emotions around this time of not just change but transition? You have a teenager that is a young adult that will be moving on, and what do you celebrate about that teen's life, but what are your worries, what are your concerns, and how do you start to talk about them consciously so it doesn't enter into your conversation sort of through the back door where you're not truly addressing what some of the issues are. So being aware of where you're at with this whole process is critically important so you can have those calm conversations, because there's a lot of emotion around this. There's a lot of change.
We do have a call on the line. It's Sam in Bethesda, Maryland. Hey, Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I was curious, do you think my daughter's guidance counselor is a good resource for selecting a college?
Well, I'd have to say off the bat that I don't know your daughter's guidance counselor, so I'm gonna answer with that in mind, and you, of course, know that. What I think in general is that guidance counselors have large caseloads, and often they feel and students feel that they may not have enough time to truly connect. And so the guidance counselor probably has some good ideas based on the profile of who your daughter is, but your daughter can also make it a more meaningful conversation by coming in with an awareness of who she is, what's important to her, and really having all those questions answered to streamline the conversation and get the most out of all the minutes that she will get with that guidance counselor. Does that seem like a reasonable answer to you?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Have her kind of pointed in the right direction and then have him just kind of push her along the right way.
Exactly, yes, because the more she can be clear and offer good answers to the guidance counselor, the more helpful that guidance counselor can be.
Sam, your daughter, junior, senior, where is she in her education?
She's a senior this year.
Ah, time's running out. All right, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. I'm Burke Allen. We're live in Washington today, and Jill Greenbaum is our guest. We're talking about getting your kids ready for college. Do guidance counselors tend to have preferential colleges that they recommend, and are they courted much in the way that businesses court, you know, other folks that are in that seat of recommendation, or is that not really allowed, Jill?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. It's sort of hard to give you a blanket statement as an answer. What I would say is my experience is that guidance counselors and college advisors know some schools really well and like them and know how they work for students in their own schools. I would want any young person I was coaching to think broadly, meaning across the United States and different sizes and locations of schools before they honed in on their top 6 to 8 colleges. And so that would be my line of thinking around that. I think it's really important to think broadly and think outside the box, you know, try something new and different.
What about a parent, Jill, who is a student who is, you know, an average C student in high school? Is there an opportunity for them to really get it together in college, and is there any way to sort of look into your crystal ball to figure out whether college is right for those particular kids?
I think the best way to find out if college is right is to really talk with that teenager about the different possibilities. I know I wrote a blog post probably about a month and a half ago about that very thing. Like, college is one of the options that is out there. And if you want to become an electrician, or you want to become a plumber, or you are interested in the trades, or you want to go to nursing school, then you want to look very specifically at particular places that are a match for you. When you start to talk about grades, there are certainly colleges that have, you know, different standards, and certainly you might get in with a B or a C average if you also have other things going for you. The point here is to really know where you're at, be realistic about where you are, and then look at the various schools and what their profiles are and who they're accepting and how you fit in.
So trade schools, then, are absolutely right for certain people.
Oh, I think so. I think we have a really multifaceted country in terms of the jobs that are out there, and certainly the service industry is one of the biggest today. And so I think you have to do what's true to you, because let's say you get pushed as a teen towards college, but that's not what you want to be doing. You want to be a carpenter. You know, you want to be a skilled tradesperson. Then going to, you know, a four-year liberal arts school is not going to be a good match, and you probably won't do well there.
It gives you another reason to sleep in past those 8 o'clock biology labs.
It just might.
Let's get that website so our students who are listening and parents of students can download that free ebook.
Sure. My website is www.majorinyou.com. So that's all spelled out, MajorInyou.com. And if you add a backslash and the word ebook, you get that book we talked about for free.
That's outstanding. And speaking of books, The Chill Guide to Getting into College, due this fall, from Jill Greenbaum. Jill, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Outstanding information as your kids get ready to head off to college from WHLN's Blog Radio Network. I'm Bert Allen. Thanks for joining us. Go out and have a great day.